Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected today. This is the place we come every single week to grow together and to be leaders together. We believe that iron sharpens iron. And if you're in this place today, you know that this is a place where we come to really get practical skills that can help us all be better leaders. That's what this is all about. Thank you so much for just being a part. We don't take it for granted. We know that you could be spending this few minutes with anybody doing anything, but you are committed to growing in this place. We want you to be a part of this community. And the way to do that is, of course, to follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know that you are locked in. That would mean a lot. Hope you'll do that. And communicate there. Of course, you can go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Can get our books and content, find out when I'll be in your area. Would love to partner with you and share. Also, I'm incredibly excited to invite you to be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. This book club is second to none, and leaders are readers. So why don't you join the book club and be a next level leader all the way around simply by texting book club to 78228. And then, of course, my wife and I have a YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Hope you will join us there. It'll be a tremendous blessing and we'd love to see you connect with us there. So thank you in advance for just connecting and wanting to be a part. And that's what we do here at Next Level Leaders. We are all together growing and we put ourselves in a position where we can become better leaders all the way around. You're here today because you want some practical skills, right? To grow as a leader. Well, how about let's talk about the cost of leadership. What you must sacrifice to succeed. Now, let's be very clear. There is a cost to leadership. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his Cost of Discipleship, said, when God calls us, he bids us come and die. Jesus Christ says, if you want to follow him, be great, take up your cross, deny yourself, follow him. I believe that it is important, particularly when you think about success, that there's no success without sacrifice. And you have to know that because anybody who's ever achieved any level of greatness, when you really talk to them, you'll begin to realize the nights they toil, the things they had to give up, the things they had to say no to in order to achieve at the level that they did. You have to ask yourself, was it worth it? Yeah, well, it is worth it because you begin to see how their lives are operating at a different altitude, a different plane. And so today, I want to talk to you and I want to share with you really about what leadership costs and what does it really mean to sacrifice in order to succeed. One scripture I think would be helpful to think about, Luke 14:28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? So you want to be great. So you want to do something awesome. You want to go back to school. You want to start a business. You want to have a venture. Well, have you sat down and really thought about the cost, not just the financial cost, but the toll it takes on you, what you would have to give up to accomplish that? See, the first principle I want you to hear today is that leadership requires sacrifice. You can't have it all. Any leader will tell you that you're going to have to make some concessions in order to truly be great. Now, this is difficult for some of you because you want to, have your cake and eat it too. But I think it's important to understand. If you're after disciplined body, you want to be a great leader and you have to give up certain things you want to eat. You have to give up certain traits and habits. If you want to, be great in terms of just being a great leader and be an outlier and be much greater and move farther, you're going to have to put in more work, more time, more energy, more focus. You're going to have to say no to things that are threatening to where you're trying to go. So oftentimes I think when we lay aside those things that are impeding our process and our progress, we're able to really see why it's necessary to be so focused and be so disciplined. It is interesting in this world we live when people are that locked in, we often are seen as weird or over the top, but successful people take no prisoners. We are truly at a place as next level leaders that we declare that there's a lot of things I have to say no to in order to get the results that I need. The question for you today is, what are you willing to say no to? What are you willing to give up and sacrifice in order you to achieve what you're trying to achieve. Number two is time is the currency of leadership, because where you invest, it truly matters. Make no mistake about it. I talk about this all the time. Where we invest truly does matter. A lot of people miss that principle, but I believe it's a powerful tool to understand. Like, how do we spend our time? It speaks volumes to how we go through life and the things that we value. And I think that it's incredibly important, particularly now, that you begin to think about every minute, every hour, every day should be filled with purpose that is directed toward where you're trying to go, because your time is currency. And it is. People always say, my time is money. Don't waste it. Well, yes, I don't want other people wasting my time, but I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to connect with something that's going to exhaust my time. Time I could be using to do something more productive. And so when I see time as currency, I'm very particular in how I choose to use it. And so my sacrifice is that I am very protective of my time, and I put boundaries around my life so that I can nurture the gifts and the purpose and the vision that God has given to me, in order that I am not allowing time gremlins to come in and rob me of precious time that I could be using to be productive. Maybe think about something. On average, how much time do you waste a day? How much time do you waste a week? When you start thinking about that, it can be sobering. You want to get back to that place where you say, Lord, let me be a better steward of my time. Here's the third thing. I want you to really think about this. It's about comfort versus calling. You'll have to leave your comfort zone. You really do. If you're going to sacrifice, God tells Abram in Genesis 12, you got to leave everything you've known. You have to go to a place that I'm going to show you. It is always this challenge of leaving the familiar, getting away from that which is comfortable, that which you've always known, and trying something you've never done. And I know sometimes a calling can be filled with xenophobia, the fear of the unknown. Some of you are being called into stuff and you're like, Lord have mercy, God is asking me to step out into this at this time in my life, in this season. But you have to trust that the calling of your life is so profound, so transformational, that you have to step out and trust. You've got to be that person that says, if I'm going to go for greatness, I got to do something I've never done before, go somewhere I've never been before. You get it? This is about taking a risk. It's about really stepping out and trusting the call on your life to do something extraordinary. Everything that I've always done that pushed me was always about moving outside of what I was familiar with. Was I willing to take the criticism of being different? Was I willing to step out of something that had been guardrails all of my life, to really be out there on faith, to trust God completely? Yes, that's where leadership is. God is saying, do you trust me? Do you trust your calling on your life? Or are you going to revert back to that which you've always known because it's comfortable and it becomes a crutch? Here's a season where you have to be willing to step out and do that thing, man, that God is calling you to do. And here's the fourth thing I want you to hear. Not everyone can go with you. I talk about this all the time. Man, can I park here for a second? Some relationships will shift. The cost of leadership is understanding that there will be people in your life for certain seasons, for certain reasons. And sometimes some people just don't have the capacity to go where you need to go. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that the relationship has served its purpose. And so therefore, when you have to go to the next level, the sacrifice has to be made, that I have to make sure the right people are going with me. You ever thought about that moment when God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son in Genesis chapter 22? Take him to the mountain, Mount Moriah, to go and sacrifice his son. And he gets to the foot of the mountain with familiar company, people that have often gone with him when he has gone to sacrifice before. But this time is different. God is calling him to something different. And he says to those who are with him, my son and I are going up to worship, but we'll be back unto you. Y'all stay here at the foot of the mountain. You've got to know when it's time to leave people at the foot of the mountain. Some people, they can make the trek to the mountain, but they can't go up the mountain with you. And this is that point you have to be clear about. Some relationships will just naturally dissipate. Some will rearrange themselves. And others will reposition themselves for later on in life. Nevertheless, you have to be okay knowing that as you are successful, relationships do shift. Sometimes you can't control that. You cannot walk around feeling any kind of way about it. It's just the nature of the beast. The higher you go up, your relationships begin to change. You don't change. It's just how people relate to you, their expectations of you begin to change. And I just believe that the crowd, if you talked about this on a previous episode, the crowd that we keep speaks volumes of how we see ourselves and where we're going. So in this season, you don't need people to just need you. You need people that can feed you. When you talk about sacrifice, you know, I wrote this book, Leadership and Loneliness, and I've been talking about it a lot because I want every person to get it. Go out there, josephwalker3.org, and get you a copy, because private pain comes with public platforms. Carrying the burden others don't see. It's real. We just talked about leading and bleeding. Yo, this is real. When you are on a public platform, you often have to suppress your pain. You're carrying something. And this is a huge sacrifice, right? Because it'd be so great to just get out there and tell people, I'm hurting, I'm doing this. And there's a reason to do that. You should do that because it resets their expectations and allows them to reimagine how they view leadership. But there are a lot of things that you deal with, private things with your family, et cetera, that just you have to just suck it up and deal with in the midst of public platforms. You're carrying burdens of people. You're carrying burdens of your family. You're carrying your own personal burdens, and you have to show up and continue to produce, continue to do what you're designed to do and lead teams and lead your organization. Man, that can be tough. Do you know how many people are carrying private pain? Whew. You think about that private pain. It's important to understand that when you're carrying others' burdens, you have to carry it with the level of grace. You have to yet still be productive and do this. But sacrifice means I'm willing to carry it. I'm willing to say, as a leader, this comes with the territory. That's why many are called, but few are chosen. Everybody can't be a leader, because some people can only carry their stuff, but can't carry others. But I believe leadership carries the burdens of so many people. You think about your business, you're carrying the burden of the people that work for you. You're working every day thinking about their livelihood, their families. I'm a pastor and I'm carrying the burden of all the people that I'm led to lead. You carry the burden of an entire Full Gospel Fellowship International of all the pastors and bishops and people. Man, it's a lot. And when you do that, you recognize that this is what sacrifice is, that you don't have just the freedom of just releasing that. It just comes with the territory. The more you grow, the bigger it gets, the greater the burden becomes. This is why Jesus says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Take my yoke upon you, right? Come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, really transfer it over to me and let me carry what you cannot carry. But private pain is very real. And as a leader, you're going to have to reconcile that, navigate life through that, and recognize that everybody with a public platform will have to deal with private pain. Number six, I want you to rest, because rest is a part of the cost. What do you mean? Burnout is not a badge of honor, guys. Don't allow yourself to burn out, but it's going to come. You're going to come to the edge of yourself and you're going to have to rest. You got to pull away. Here's a way of looking at it. If you do not come apart, you will come apart. Pull away from it all. Rest. Take care of you. Take care of your mind, your body, your spirit. Go on vacation. Things are bigger than you. They can go on without you for a while. Some of you are saying, well, I can't step away because I got so much to do, and what are the people going to do? And guess what? If you end up falling with a stroke or a heart attack or some, God forbid, other situation, and you're in the hospital for 2 weeks, guess what happened? Those 2 weeks, you could have been on vacation. But we work so hard and we use it as a badge of honor. Like, I got so much going on, and we're not taking care of ourselves. Leadership is about taking care of you. You're going to have to sacrifice some things and say, listen, I've got to take this week. I need this day. I give my team Selah, means I give them every 2 or 3 months, I give them 2 or 3 days a week away just to go and reflect and be still. You have to pull away from this because burnout is very, very real. And there are a lot of leaders who are suffering with private pain, but also with burnout. And I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to recognize that this rest thing is very real. And you're going to have to take it, because sometimes they may not give it to you, but you got to take it. Let me tell you, it's about life and death. Before we go to number seven, let's review. We're talking about today the cost of leadership and what you must sacrifice in order to be successful. And I know you want to succeed. So leadership then requires sacrifice. We talked about that at the beginning. It's just the nature of the beast. It's what comes with it. You have to deny yourself. It's a it's a job that requires a lot of personal investment and time and giving up a lot of stuff. And that's just what leadership is all about. Your life is no longer your own. Your life is belonging to something much bigger than you. And that's why time is so important. Number two, because it is the currency of leadership. I don't waste time. I don't have time to waste, because I'm looking at time as value. So when I extend my time to somebody, I'm giving them actually an offering. I'm investing in them. Get it? Time is money. But also getting out of my comfort zone and moving into my calling, trusting that when I step out into this, I'm prepared, I'm ready, God's going to take care of me, and I'm not going to have the guardrails of what I've always known, the familiarity and comfort I've always experienced. Now, I'm going to step out and do something different. Here's number four. Not everyone can go with you. Now, I think you've learned that, right? Everyone just can't go. You got some great people in your life. They've been loyal. Y'all been down for years. But when you get to another level, you don't change, but situations around you do. And those relationships will have to shift. It's the nature of the beast. That's what sacrifice is all about. Can you handle when relationships shift on you? And then number five is about private pain. It comes with public platform. The greater the platform sometimes, the greater the pain in private. And I think it's important to always level set that and recognize that you're not the only one. If you're listening to this and you're like, wow, that's me. I'm dealing with so much and I can't really talk to people about it. Guess what? That's why this community is so important, because all of us are leaders and we all understand you. We all deal with it. We all find ourselves driving and just want to keep driving and just kind of, you know, reflect and work through our own pain and pray. And it's real. Sometimes you don't have people to really talk to. That's why I encourage people to get therapists, to have someone to talk to, walk you through that pain and how it may be infecting you and changing you and working on your heart. So all those things are so important. And then number six, rest. I'm sure that's what the therapist will tell you. You need to pull away from it. Rest requires reflection. God, who is the CEO of eternity, he created the world, and on the seventh day, he rested. What a marvelous example of pulling away a cessation of activity and work, not glorifying the grind, but truly taking that time and say, I got to pull myself apart from this and truly rest. Man, you're not a superhero. Burnout is real. I need you to rest. Here's number seven. The reward is greater than the sacrifice. Woo, y'all. This is so important. The reward is bigger than the sacrifice. When you understand that, man, God honors those who lead well. When I look at what I have to accomplish, what will be gained by this sacrifice, what I've lost pales in comparison to that. When I look at how I'm going to be used as a change agent to do something extraordinary, the sacrifice pales in comparison to that. Stop focusing on what you had to give up. Focus on what you gained in the process. Focus on how the gift in you and the business and the vision and all those things are changing lives every single day. That's what it's all about. The reward is greater than the sacrifice. Scripture kind of says, you know, that after you suffered a while, Bible says then, and list the variety of things that's going to happen as a result of that. Isn't that amazing? So it's important for us to go through because it's a part of the process. But you always come out knowing that there's fruit on the other side, blessings on the other side, advancement on the other side. You just got to be weary, not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Listen, sacrifice is a part of leadership. Today, I hope you understand that. You understood it because I want you to be a success, but success only comes through sacrifice. There's a real cost of leadership, and I pray you receive it today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hope you will follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know what blessed you. Let me know if we can have a conversation about anything that I've talked about. Also, make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get any of my books. I referenced some of them. No Opportunity Wasted and Leadership and Loneliness. You need those books in your life. Also, make sure you become a part of our book club. Text book club to 78228. Be a next level leader reader. And of course, finally, go out there to my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe and let us know in the comment section that you came over from this wonderful podcast. And we would appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. Hope you've been blessed. I hope this has helped you. And I hope you will succeed. I know you will, because you are a next level leader. I just hope you'll embrace the sacrifice that comes with it. Be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.